Subcommittee? We have quorum. We do have quorum members. Why don't we establish our quorum? Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Lara?
Aye.
Lara here. Bates? Bates here. Bell? Bradford? Bradford here. Hill? Nielsen? Nielsen here. Weiner?
Thank you. Also want to welcome Sue from EQ. First order of business, we're going to have Assemblymember Eggman. Please come forward. Assemblymember Eggman, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I will say we're all sitting back there admiring you bringing back the double-breasted. Thank you very much, members. AB 758 is a step towards addressing the massive congestion problem we have connecting the Central Valley with the Bay Area, which is one of the biggest areas of gridlock in the state. I have about 40,000 people going from my district into the Bay Area every single day over the Altamont Pass. And so this is a bill that attempts to, it forms a authority that will look at the most cost-effective way to connect the two systems through BART and the ACE train. And as the chairman knows, our ACE is a valuable service that we love, and we also need some help on that station at some point to be able to make sure that we are the world-class leaders in transportation and moving people most effectively from one area to another and able to increase quality of life so people aren't spending 4 hours a day in their cars but can be back home in their families and maintain the economy of California. So again, this bill creates an authority that will find the most cost-effective way, they will plan, and they will try to identify the funding for said plan. If any agency does not want to be, any agency can veto if they don't want to be the operator of a plan. So we feel like we've addressed most of the concerns that everybody had, and we look forward to bringing this bill forward.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Mr. Chairman, Brian Kelly for the California State Transportation Agency. We've worked with the author's office and the policy committee in the Senate to take some amendments. We support the push for greater connectivity and regional consensus around a plan to connect BART, which is the largest transit operator in the Bay Area, with the fastest growing rail system from the Central Valley, the ACE system. And we've worked together on getting to a place that the bill, we hope, can move forward, and we certainly urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional witnesses apart.
Not on. Mr. Chairman, members, David Jones on behalf of the City of Stockton, thank the author. This is a very important bill for the region, and we ask for aye vote.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Senators. Rosanna Carvacho here on behalf of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors, as well as the City of Livermore, in very strong support of this bill, and respectfully ask for aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Melissa Immel with Shaw, Yoder, Antwi here on behalf of the San Joaquin County Board of Supervisors in support.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Senators. Cornelius Burke with the Bay Area Council, representing 300 of the top employers in Rye County Bay Area region, in strong support.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition.
Mr. Chair and members, Tim Schott on behalf of the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit District. BART is opposed to the bill. They have not had a chance to review the language that has come about over the last week or so. And we want to thank the author and the secretary for working to try to improve the bill and address BART's concerns. We recognize some of the language taken will help assure that BART can continue with their process. So we appreciate the help. Appreciate the work, but remain opposed.
Thank you. Finance.
We don't anticipate any direct state, I'm sorry, Jacqueline Wong Hernandez, Department of Finance. We don't anticipate any direct state costs. Agree with the committee analysis that there is a potential for reimbursable mandate.
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? Members, does this enjoy a due pass recommendation? There's a motion by Senator Hill. Senator Nielsen.
Is this anticipated for any connectivity to the speed rail?
No, this is strictly a connectivity between BART and the ACE system.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator. We do have a motion by Senator Hill. Senator Eggman, I just want to say how incredibly convenient using the train system, train station there at Stockton, but really recognize the great need we need to do to really do some major improvements. And so I share in your concern, as I texted you while I was in Stockton using the train. I said, it's super convenient. We need to do a much better job of that connectivity and ensuring we improve the facility. So I commend you for your work. And with that, I would ask for a roll call on this item. And this is a do pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, AB 758 by Assemblymember Eggman. The motion is do pass to Senate floor. Senators Lauda?
Aye.
Lauda, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, aye. Weiner?
Aye.
Weiner, aye.
Thank you.
7-0, that item is out. Thank you. Next is, Senator Friedman, please come forward. Members, this is AB 1668. Floor is yours.
Thank you. AB 1668 aims to make water use efficiency as easy and second nature as we've made energy efficiency and fuel efficiency in California. AB 1668 is part of a two-house package with SB 606 to design and implement urban water conservation targets and measures based on lessons learned during our recent historic drought. Stated costs of the statewide board are relatively low because they have planning staff that can be used for this purpose. Earlier this year, when passing the budget, the legislature approved two positions at the State Water Resource Control Board to implement water conservation as a way of life. Cost of DWR could be further reduced by relying on existing staff at DWR instead of hiring extra state employees. As Art Rosenthal showed, an energy efficiency ultimately saves both the ratepayers and the state money by reducing the need for construction of new costly water infrastructure. And I'm here with advocates to answer any questions.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Kathy Cole from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. First, I'd like to acknowledge the efforts of the authors, their staff, the committee staff, the water community, and the environmental organizations who have got us to this point. Both sides, supporters and opponents alike, have spent countless hours on negotiating and drafting bill language, attending stakeholder meetings, and advocating their respective position. I will tell you, both bills, AB 1668 and SB 606, have come a very long way. Together, both measures encourage more efficient use of water, while maintaining a strong stewardship ethic for all water resources and to ensure that we are all prepared to respond to the drought and future drought emergencies. Together, both measures recognize there will be continued gains for indoor residential efficiency, but the main focus is on what we can do more outdoors. Legislation protects economic interest by not setting hard standards on the commercial, industrial, and institutional sectors. This package defines what efficiency means for the first time. This has never been done before. In the past, it was all about reductions, percentage reductions in water use, which eventually would become impossible to meet. These bills together define standards and say if a water agency uses water within those standards, then that agency is indeed efficient. This package is a game changer in technology and landscape design. So while there are administrative issues that will need further work, this package extends, and let me emphasize this, one-time authority to adopt the standards by the state board. It does not give the state board ongoing authority to make changes, which provides some protection for water agencies. There's also language that protects local authority to make decisions on how best to manage the drought. The framework basically says agency can take all local actions they deem appropriate, but agencies will have to demonstrate their plans to the state and the general public. So this package does set the stage for a more proactive statewide resource management than we've ever seen in the past. So in closing, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I can attest this is a complex package. When the administration released its trailer bill in April and June, there was much work to be done. I also will tell you that the administration has participated in this proposal, and they have come middle ground. Further sideboards that the opposition are requesting are likely not supportable by the administration. This is indeed a compromise. It's a framework for the long run. There's opportunities for the legislature to check back in. The ledge analyst reports back to the policy committee chairs. There's numerous opportunities for you to re-engage in this effort. There's also opportunities for stakeholders to weigh in by helping shape the development of variances, the performance measures for the business sector, and the viability of reaching benchmarks. We have all indeed learned much from the drought. So let's not repeat the past, but plan for the future. And I strongly urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd just like to encourage the testimony to be limited to the fiscal aspects of the bill, please. This bill already had a policy hearing. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tracy Quinn. I am a senior policy analyst with the Natural Resources Defense Council. California's recent drought was the most severe in modern history and demonstrated all too well that our state is not prepared for the longer, more intense, and more frequent droughts that we must unfortunately expect as a result of our changing climate. The state spent $212 million responding to our recent drought emergency. AB 1668 will help to ensure forward-thinking planning and preparation, which can reduce the need for the state to approve emergency funds for drought response in the future. AB 1668 will also help stabilize our water supplies through the boom and bust of flood and drought, providing added certainty for California's economy. It is imperative that the state build on the lessons that we've learned to improve our climate resilience. AB 1668 puts California in a solid position to cope with the next drought, and for these reasons, I urge you to vote yes today. Thank you.
Additional witnesses in support.
Thank you, Chair and members. Jonathan Nelson on behalf of the Community Water Center, Clean Water Action, and Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability in support.
Vincent Warat-Maja with the Wyman Group on behalf of NextGen in support.
Jennifer West on behalf of Water Reuse California in support.
Good afternoon. Marlene Dumain on behalf of East Bay Municipal Utility District also in support.
Sarah Amanzada on behalf of California Coastkeeper Alliance strongly support.
Julia Kingsley representing Ceres and on behalf of Audubon California in strong support.
Good morning, Kira Ross on behalf of the City of Sacramento in support.
Good afternoon, Cyrus Stevers on behalf of the Municipal Water District of Orange County and the Las Virgenes Water District in support.
Sylvia Solis Shaw on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti in support.
Beth Alasso on behalf of Inland Empire Utilities Agency and West Basin Municipal Water District in support.
Antonio Alfaro with the Santa Clara Valley Water District in support.
Jennifer Capitolo on behalf of California Water Service Company, San Gabriel Valley Water Company, and California American Water Company in support.
Victoria Rome on behalf of California League of Conservation Voters in support.
Justin Malone for Heal the Bay in support.
Julie Malinowski-Ball on behalf of the Contra Costa Water District in support.
Cornelius Burke with the Bay Area Council in support.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Senators. Chair Lara, my name is Adam Robin. I'm with the Regional Water Authority. The Regional Water Authority is a joint powers agency of water suppliers in the five-county Sacramento region. Appreciate this opportunity to testify regarding AB 1668. Our organization is joined by dozens of water suppliers from around the state who are opposed to AB 1668. We submitted detailed technical amendments to both this bill and its companion measure, SB 606. I think it's worth noting that this bill really consists of four primary components, and only one of those components is the primary driver for our continued opposition. There are three other elements that we think do a lot to advance good water policy in the state of California. Consistent with the chair's direction, I'm really going to focus on the fiscal impacts of this bill, primarily in the form of avoided costs to the state that are shifted to local water suppliers. First, I'd like to note that this bill does not clearly define in statute what the enforceable standards for efficient urban water use will be, including outdoor residential use. It leaves it up to a state agency, the State Water Resources Control Board, to determine how much water California communities can use. That's a significant impact. Second of all, the bill does not ensure that water suppliers will be provided with the resources necessary to calculate accurate water use objectives. It's important to keep in mind that in addition to the well-resourced large water systems around the state, hundreds of water suppliers around the state will be required to calculate annual water use objectives using a data template provided by state agencies one time. That's subject to revision under guidelines and methodologies that can be modified by a state agency at any point.
That's a significant amount of technical work. It requires resources that local agencies will not be required to be provided under the bill in its current form. Third and finally, the issue that I'd like to raise relates to the issue of variances. Variances from the one-size-fits-all approach contemplated this bill are necessary to account for unique local conditions, as well as technical and economic feasibility when you consider the broad universe of systems that will have to comply with these requirements. While the bill requires the Department of Water Resources to develop recommendations for variances, there's no corresponding requirement that the State Water Resources Control Board actually adopt those variances. They may adopt them, they may not. We certainly support the goal of this bill of increased water use efficiency. We support many of the good planning elements of this bill. Would appreciate an opportunity to continue to work with the author and other members of the legislature next year to refine this package and make it something that works for water suppliers around the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. My name is Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations. And on behalf of the Valley Ag Water Coalition, I'd like to indicate my farm water clients are neutral on the bill, but we do want to indicate our appreciation and thanks to Assemblymember Friedman and her staff, Senate policy staff, and the administration for working with us over the course of many months to develop really a workable compromise on the agricultural water management planning provisions of this bill. My clients that are urban water suppliers, including Desert Water Agency, Roland Water District, and El Dorado Irrigation District, are opposed to the bill. With respect to costs, while there will be significant costs on state agencies to develop regulations and guidelines and methodologies under this bill, the true costs are going to fall on urban water suppliers and their customers, because this will be a very expensive undertaking annually to calculate water use objectives and then to take actions and investments to comply with the objectives, because failure to comply, Mr. Chairman, members, will result in enforcement actions from the State Water Board. And so for those reasons and the reasons previously stated, we're asking for a no vote.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in opposition.
Good afternoon. Melissa Immel with Shaw Yoder Antwi here on behalf of Mayor Edwin Lee and the City and County of San Francisco in opposition, as well as on behalf of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, opposed unless amended. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Maureen O'Haron representing the Irvine Ranch Water District. We were opposed unless amended. Since there's no chance to amend, we would ask that this be made a two-year bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Gilbert on behalf of Orange County Water District in opposition will only get 10% credit for probably the first water reuse, a potable reuse project in the world that's costing hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's why we oppose the bill. We think we should get full credit for that water. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members. Whitney Wiley with the Association of California Water Agencies, opposed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members. Glenn Farrell, San Diego County Water Authority. We're also strongly opposed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Richard Harris on behalf of Olivenhain Municipal Water District and Padre Dam Municipal Water District, both in San Diego County. Opposed. Thank you.
Chris Kahn representing the Coachella Valley Water District. Opposed unless amended.
Maddie Dunlap on behalf of the Cucamonga Valley Water District in opposition.
Mr. Chairman, members, John O'Malley on behalf of Mesa Water District, opposed unless amended.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members. Ron Davis on behalf of Eastern Municipal Water District, Alameda County Water District, with an opposed unless amended position.
Mr. Chair and members, Kendra Dijogo with the Gualco Group on behalf of Zone 7 Water Agency in Alameda County and the Kern County Water Agency, also in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Jason Eichert on behalf of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission. We have requested an amendment to the bill to include a variance that would have made sure that the cost of complying with the bill were proportionate for SFPUC with the savings that would be achieved by that compliance. Unfortunately, that variance is not included in the language, so we remain opposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Moira Topp on behalf of Orange County Business Council and the City of Anaheim in opposition.
Thank you. Finance.
We're in support of this bill. As was noted, this does represent the compromise between the legislature and the administration.
Thank you.
This is part of the package.
Thank you. Questions or comments from committee? Senator Nielsen.
Well, I have some very serious problems with this. It's a dramatic change in water policy in California. Historically, groundwater has been a private property right. There's one case law instance where that has been deemed a beneficial use, but only one to my knowledge. And this is absolutely dictatorial power being accorded to the Water Board. And it is the authority of the legislature and the governor that we are according, and the legislature should keep that in mind. And it's not the authority of the legislators, but the people that we represent. And I will certainly indicate in the 19 counties that I've represented, I'm quite sure that there is not a majority sentiment for giving any state agency this enormous power over this most important element of our lives. And the $10,000 fine, can anybody give me a rationale of why that's the target, $10,000 per incident?
$10,000 per incident?
Fine.
I'll turn it over to some of the advocates.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Nielsen. The $10,000 fine is during drought conditions, excuse me, and that's existing law. It would apply those fines, though, to this current program that we're talking about going forward.
Existing law meaning the governor's declaration of a drought emergency?
No, it's in section 377 of the Water Code.
Well, I still have an issue with that, and I did back when it came into being. And when it was in the governor's own water groundwater management plan. So,
thank you. Additional comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, we I am going to entertain a pass motion to Senate Rules. There's a motion to send the bill to Senate Rules Committee by Senator Hill. Senator Friedman, would you like to close?
Just that when we first presented this bill, I remember the opposition went out the door and down the hall and I think wrapped around the building three times. And a lot of those people now are neutral or supporting the bill. And it is a compromise position. And we've done a lot of work to make it that. And I think it's really important policy for the state. So I hope that it moves forward.
Thank you, Assemblymember. I do appreciate your work on this item. And I know how difficult it is to try to reach compromise with everyone. So this will satisfy your fiscal committee hearing. And so with that, this is a due pass recommendation to Senate Rules. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 2, AB 1668, by Assemblymember Friedman, due pass to Senate Rules. Senators Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell? Bradford? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye to Rules.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener? 4-0.
4-0. We'll keep that item open to allow some members to sign on. Thank you. Now, pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10, we have AB 132 by Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. I had to single you out because you're special in my heart.
I see.
The floor is yours.
The best for last. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate amendments do two things. First, it provides the governor with the authority to negotiate and enter into agreements on behalf of the state with the International Olympic Committee and the International Paralympic Committee. Second, it provides financial assistance that is required to bid for the Olympic Games. As some of you may know, the only two times the Olympics had generated revenue was when it was in Los Angeles, hosted in the Games in 1932 and 1984. Furthermore, because LA has had prior experience in successfully hosting the games, the necessary infrastructure already exists. However, in order to meet International Olympic Committee requirements, California must once again demonstrate support for the games as it did in 2007 with AB 300 and 2002 AB 1987, both of which passed out of the legislature with bipartisan support. The bill before you today provides the liability insurance coverage required and financial assurance of $270 million to host the games. Let's show the International Olympic Committee that the state of California stands behind Los Angeles as the host for the 2028 Olympic Games. I respectfully and am honored to ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support, State of LA, no guess, no surprise.
Sylvia Solis Shaw on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. The mayor is proud that Los Angeles has been awarded the 2028 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. And even though we have been awarded the awards, the games, we still need the state guarantee that is provided for in AB 132 to comply with the terms of the host city contract that we have agreed to with the IOC. So we ask for your support for this measure.
Thank you. Finance. I'm sorry, is there any witnesses in opposition to this? Finance.
Last year, the governor signed SB 1465 to give very similar authorities, very similar bills when LA was seeking the 2024 games. We don't have a position, and but we do note that he did sign that one, and we agree with the committee's fiscal analysis of the bill.
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, this does have a do pass recommendation. There's a motion by Senator Nielsen. Senator Joan Sawyer, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Again, I'd just like to thank you for your leadership on this. I did have a chance to actually see the video that was presented in Peru. Just wondering why the city of Long Beach isn't here. I know our mayor was in Peru from Long Beach, so it's a little shout out to the city of Long Beach, who will also play a significant role in these Olympic Games. With that, this is a do pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 3, AB 132 by Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. Motion is due pass the Senate floor. Senators Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell? Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener? 5-0.
5-0. We will leave that roll open to allow our absent members to head on. Thank you, Assemblymember Joan Sawyer.
Thank you.
Yes. Before we adjourn, we want to make the announcement the following bills have been approved per 28.8. That is AB 156 by Assemblymember Wood, AB 246 by Assemblymember Santiago, and AB 755 by Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia. I think there's lift a call on AB 1668 to add our absent members to add on. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Item 2, AB 1668 by Assemblymember Friedman. The motion is due pass to Senate rules. Current vote is 4-0 with the chair and the vice chair voting aye. Absent member Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Bell. Wiener.
We will replace the call and await for our absent members to come to the committee and vote. But we will only wait for a couple minutes, since we have the Speaker's office right here waiting diligently. I think they're in the governor's office. We'll wait for a couple minutes. Just so that I can demonstrate that I'm being a good chair and allowing members to come back to vote.
We know you're a good chair.
We do have enough votes to pass these bills. I'm going to go ahead and close the roll on the items that we have open. Let's begin with AB 1668. Call the absent members.
Item 2, AB 1668, by Assemblymember Friedman, do pass to Senate rules. Current vote is 5-0. Absent members Bell, Weiner, 5-0.
5-0, that item is out. Moving on to AB 132.
Item 3, AB 132, Assemblymember Joan Sawyer, do pass to Senate floor. Current vote is 5-0. Absent members Bell, Weiner, 5-0.
5-0, that item is out. The last item.
That one is already out.
That was already out?
That's it.
We sure?
7-0.
Oh, perfect. That concludes our Appropriations Committee hearing for this hour.